Off the Ball Rugby
with Lachman and the two young wingers, and then you got Stuart McCluskey. These guys have sort of said, I've dreamt about this. I've always wanted to play at Twickenham. I don't know if I'm going to get another chance, but I'm taking it. I am not letting this day go. I'm grabbing this mongrel by the throat.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball.
Just joining us, we've been speaking to FAI CEO David Carell about the Israel fixtures and the conversations as well with government on the safety of fans at League of Ireland grounds. And to continue this chat, I'm happy to say that Charlie McConnellogue, who is Minister of State with responsibility for sport and postal policy, is with us on the line. Evening, Minister. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening, Owen. Good to be with you. Thanks.
So I want to start with the conversation around fans at League of Ireland grounds. First of all, this has obviously been a feature of the week. Can you give us an update as to where we're at with regards to conversations between the government and the FAI and League of Ireland, and how satisfied the government currently is with the plans put in place by the FAI to ensure that further incidents like Friday do not happen again?
Yeah, well, listen, just first of all, like everyone else in this, Owen, just to extend our thoughts to the young boy, the young 12-year-old boy who was injured on Friday night, and indeed to his family, and indeed to the many other people who were distressed by what they saw on the night. What we saw was abominable, and it was criminal acts, and we simply cannot be tolerated at League of Ireland matches. And there's incumbent on all of us, in terms of clubs, in terms of FAI, and in terms of government, to work to make sure that this is stamped out, and to ensure that the great momentum we've seen behind the League of Ireland over the last couple of years, that's built upon. And indeed, there's a safe environment for everyone to go to, and particularly it's been great to see families coming to matches over the last period of time. So both myself and Minister Donovan had a very constructive meeting today with the FAI. We've been very clear that there needs to be a very hard line taken by the FAI. There can be no tolerance of this, and that message needs to go out strongly in relation to the response, and also in relation to the steps that are taken to ensure that this is not repeated, and that there is a safe environment for all fans to go to clubs. So I know there's going to be a disciplinary hearing tomorrow afternoon, early evening, and we expect to see a response from that which is proportionate to the severity of and the unacceptable criminal acts we saw happening at Oriel Park last Friday night.
What sort of measures have you heard about? What are the things that give you encouragement from the meeting today?
Well, I think it's something the FAI are taking very seriously as well. But listen, there has to be financial penalties here. There needs to be, in terms of the club and the fans from the club who were responsible here in terms of the Drogheda, and which is the fans that from where the flares came from. We need to see severe penalties against them. We also need to see them having to step up to the mark here in relation to having to repair the damage that was done to the pitch take responsibility for that. We also need to see as well appropriate measures in place at clubs which are hosting matches in relation to making sure it's a safe environment and making sure that flares cannot get into the pitch as well, and appropriate measures such as security and also in terms of CCTV at grounds as well to help prevent that, and also close collaboration with the Gardaí in relation to making sure what is a crime is policed, and that is either the possession or the setting off of pyrotechnics which is illegal, and cooperation to make sure that that is fully stamped out. And I know there's been good engagement there with the Gardaí over the last few days as well, in relation to identifying a number of individuals who the Gardaí will be following up with very thoroughly, and I certainly hope to see that comes through to the full force of the law being brought to bear on them.
When it comes then to the punishment that's been handed down this week in a footballing sense from Minister Patrick O'Donovan, the collective punishment that we've seen regarding the pausing of all AstroTurf investments into the League of Ireland, we've seen some blowback to this from League of Ireland fans, from Micheál Martin as well today in Varennes. I mean, he said other clubs should not be penalised for what happened. Your take on the collective punishment, because from what we understand, it was a unilateral decision from Minister O'Donovan to pull the plug on these Astro projects.
I think all of us in government are absolutely at one in relation to the fact that this can't be accepted, and indeed that there needs to be very severe penalties in instances where people are not acting responsibly. But certainly I would be very clearly the view that that can't be collective punishment. Those who are responsible need to feel the full force of the law, and also the penalties from within the governing authority as well, which is the FAI in this instance. But likewise, those who act responsibly and who carry out their duties well, and indeed the the clubs and the fans who act responsibly, they should not be punished collectively for what is the act of a number of hooligans here in terms of the activity we saw last Friday night. So listen, I'm confident in terms of the engagement we had today and in relation to the work we're doing collectively here and working with the FAI that we can get to a position where there's a very, very strong and proportionate response to this that absolutely targets those who are responsible here. But likewise, if we're in a situation whereby other clubs, we get to a situation where there isn't any withdrawal or pausing of funding maintained in relation to other clubs, which in many instances are acting responsibly and indeed who want to get on with developing their clubs and developing AstroTurfs as well.
Was the response from the Minister disproportionate this week?
Listen, I mean, I think his response was very much coming from the position of ensuring that this isn't repeated and addressing something which is absolutely unacceptable. And indeed, we have to recall here what happened in terms of the injury and that could have been worse in many instances as well. So that's where the minister is coming from. But certainly, I don't believe myself in collective punishment. I think we have to come down like a ton of bricks on what happened and make sure that is something that continues. But also, we have to recognise good behaviour and ensure that we don't collectively punish other clubs who are acting responsibly and fans who are acting responsibly.
Why didn't he consult with you before making the decision?
Oh, well, listen, I mean, this was a decision Minister Donovan made himself. Normally it's much better to engage and come to a collective position on this. But I think we're all very much of one in relation to the objective here, which is ensuring that this is stamped out, that this doesn't happen, and that a very strict approach is taken in relation to making sure it doesn't happen again.
Is that policy at the Department of Sport, that the Minister himself has the keys to the car, essentially, on this, that he can make a unilateral decision, and the Minister of State for Sport, with the responsibility for sport, which is you, doesn't get consulted on the matter at all, never mind all the other stakeholders?
Well, the norm certainly, and it's always and normally the case that you would have good collaboration in terms of decision, and I think that makes for good decision making as well. In this instance, this is a decision the minister took himself and announced in advance of consulting with myself. We would have different views in relation to the collective punishment aspect of this, but I think we're all at one in relation to the objective of making sure that this isn't repeated, that a very strong approach is taken to it, and I think we will, working with the FAI, make sure in the next number of days we get to a situation where it is those who've carried out this and are responsible for this that actually are punished, not other clubs who act responsibly.
There's been some blowback to your words over the last 24 hours as well, Minister. In the Irish Daily Mail, a source has said, has offered the question around yourself, Charlie McConnellogue, saying, whose side is he on here, the side of the gougers or the side of the taxpayers? Bizarre is how your comments yesterday were described. What's your response to that?
Oh, listen, on the side of the football fan and on the side of safety at football matches as well, and on the side of making sure that we continue the wonderful work we've seen in terms of the growth of the League of Ireland, the Premier Division, League One, and indeed the really significant development we've seen in terms of the development of third tier as well, and the wonderful work that's gone on at grassroots level. And I think we have significantly invested in football over the last number of years, and indeed this year with record funding as well. That's something we want to continue. And in terms of safety at matches, we will ensure, working with everyone involved, that every step possible is taken to make sure that it is a safe environment, that more and more families are going to matches and that they can do so safely. And I certainly will be working with everyone within the department here and within government and indeed within football to make sure that that's the case.
Is it not a bit mad that you weren't consulted before this unilateral decision was made to suspend funding, and on top of that to be accused of supporting the gougers for saying that there shouldn't be collective punishment handed out? Is that not strangely OTT communication?
I never pass much remarks on quotes that would be unattributed. Listen, it's much more preferable to ensure there's collaboration in advance of a decision being made. But I think all of our objectives here are exactly the same, and that's where we're going to go. And we'll make sure that those who are responsible are the ones that pay the price here, and indeed that those who act responsibly are not affected by the actions of a number of people who are idiots and acting totally irresponsibly and putting everybody else's safety in danger.
Do you think there's an issue with football hooliganism in this country? Do you think it's a wider conversation that needs to happen? Do you think it's an isolated incident last Friday?
I think what we've seen is, you know, a wonderful growth and the quality of football improving all of the time. I think that's something as a government we want to continue to support as well. And that's why we've put €3 million into the League of Ireland Academies coming out of the last budget. And there's great work happening there, working with the FAI and working with the League of Ireland. I think by and large across the country, clubs conduct themselves really well. Fans conduct themselves really well. They're there to see quality football, and that's what they get. But there can be instances where we see antisocial behaviour and indeed criminal behaviour, as we did last Friday night, and there's a responsibility in all of us to work together to make sure that that's addressed without any with the full force of the law, and with everyone working collaboratively to make sure that it doesn't get legs and that it is a safe environment for everyone.
I did want to ask you as well, Minister, while I have you, I mean, it's been a very busy week on the sports agenda, as you're well aware. It was added to today by the news from Katie Taylor that she says she's going to retire after her fight in Dublin this year. Hopefully it's in Dublin. She wants it to be in Croke Park, as you know. She also mentioned the Aviva Stadium in her comments today, but ideally for her, her dream fight is Croke Park. We've been through this before. We've had conversations with government ministers down through the years about the likelihood of there being a government contribution to Katie Taylor fighting at Croke Park. Do you think this government is open to the idea of making a financial contribution to Katie Taylor's final fight ever at GAHQ?
I think it was great news today to hear Katie's comments that she is looking at having another fight and that she wants to do it in Ireland and have her final fight before she retires in Ireland as well. And certainly it's the government will be very open to engaging with Katie and her team, as we would be for any other event or any other proposal. We have a policy in relation to how we consider major events and to come back to 2024, and it'll be considered in that light. But I certainly would love to see a Katie Taylor fight in the over the course of this year, and for it to be as big as it possibly can. In the first instance, listen, it's a matter for Katie and her team to consider that and to work with suitable venues, but we certainly will be fully open to meeting with her team and to seeing how we can be supportive and assessing it in line with the policies we have. Obviously, for any event that we engage with, how it makes sense for the public, how it makes sense for any public investment, and it makes sense for the taxpayer is a key consideration in relation to any proposal that would come to us, as indeed the aspect in terms of how it improves participation and provides a legacy as well into the future. So I certainly hope and look forward to this coming to pass and seeing Katie have a final fight, welcome her announcement today that that's her plan, and are very open to engaging around that and to see how we can be supportive of it.
Well, that's an optimistic note, because certainly you could read previous comments, not from yourself, but from maybe from other people in government, that maybe the idea of a financial contribution from the Irish government not being automatically forthcoming. Again, this has also been something that's been investigated by previous governments, where a cost-benefit analysis was done for the 2023 fight, which eventually took place in the Three Arena. Thomas Byrne, I believe, was in situ at that time with your portfolio to talk about how the fact that the Champions Cup final was on in Dublin that weekend, and that would have driven certain costs through the roof. Given that this government has put forward €10 million for the staging of an NFL game here last year, and for sure has reaped plenty of financial rewards and other rewards for this country, you'd have to think the form is there for one of our own sports people to benefit from a proactive decision financially from this government.
Oh, and listen, I mean, I for one, I have no doubt across government we'd love to see Katie fighting in Ireland. But listen, it will be assessed in her merits where her team engages with us and comes forward with a proposal. You're right. I think we've developed a great reputation in this country of hosting world-class events. And just during the week, we launched the economic impact assessment and analysis in relation to the NFL regular season game between the Steelers and Minnesota Vikings in Croke Park last September. And you're right, for the €10 million that we invested, there was a great return to the state, with over €23 million actually coming back into our coffers in terms of revenue return, and over €100 million of economic benefit. So it made a lot of sense, and it makes sense for us to do and to look to see where we can support events. But they will all be assessed in their merits, because the onus is on us from the point of view of managing taxpayer funds to make sure we assess things, to make sure they benefit the public economically as well as in terms of sports participation. And certainly we'll be very open to engaging with Katie's team around any proposal that they would be coming forward with. But listen, it's primarily a matter for Katie and her team to consider that and to engage with us, but we'd certainly be open to any engagement around that, and would certainly love to see the event taking place in the country this year.
Just before I let you go, the other big news today is that it has been confirmed that Ireland are going to play Israel in October at the Aviva Stadium. It's something that government has been engaged in conversations around, I'm sure, for a number of weeks, but the stall has been set out from the very start here that the FAI, the Republic of Ireland, will fulfil this fixture. Your thoughts on UEFA not listening to the motion put forward by the FAI General Assembly and from the FAI themselves around their own statutes being broken? Do you think Israel should be allowed into UEFA competition, which is, of course, the competition that Ireland are playing them in later this year?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, it is a matter for UEFA to decide that. I know the FAI were one of only two countries to bring that motion to UEFA and didn't receive support from other UEFA members whenever they came forward. So that's the choice that UEFA have made. And I know the FAI, as they outlined today, they have to work within the legal advice and their own constitution and have made the decision to fulfil the fixture and to have it in Dublin. And it's a decision I would support, and I think it's the right decision. And I also welcome as well the announcement today from the FAI as well that they want to make the home game an opportunity as well to provide support for humanitarian assistance to the people of Palestine and for the unbearable situation many have found themselves in. From a government point of view, Owen, we have been to the forefront internationally in relation to providing the leadership in relation to what happened and the absolutely unacceptable response that we've seen and the innocent deaths unnecessary that happened as a result of the totally excessive response of Israel in Palestine. We were also to the fore in relation to condemning Hamas's atrocious attack in Israel in the first instance, and we'll continue to lead out internationally now in relation to seeking to bring peace to the region and also bring humanitarian assistance to the region. But I think from the point of view of the FAI, they've had to make a decision in relation to working within their football association. I think they made the right decision here.
Will you be going to the game?
Absolutely. I certainly will, yeah.
Okay. Good to know. Charlie McConnell, appreciate your time. Minister of State with Responsibility for Sport. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Owen.
Cheers. There's a minute gone in the PSG-Monaco game. Paris Saint-Germain 3, Monaco 2. Is led a scoreline there. Atalanta qualifying, as I mentioned earlier on, for the next round after a pretty dramatic win against Borussia Dortmund in the evening's early game. Back after these with Wednesday Night Rugby.
Off the ball.